Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, visiting with Simon Constable, who writes for The Wall Street Journal and Barron's and other publications. He's in Scotland, a little chilly. He lives in the south of France, and he's taking us to Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, in July of 44, which is a vacation time for the hills of New Hampshire. It's quite beautiful. At the same time, what they were inventing in 1944, 80 years ago, is still with us. What did they accomplish, Simon, and what is the thinking today about the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency?
Well, this is fascinating what happened here. Europe and much of the rest of the world had gone to war. And this was a period where the war was nearing an end, and it was clear that the Allies, including the US, the UK, and the Commonwealth, and other countries, was going to win against the Axis, the Axis, the Triple Axis, which was Japan, Italy, and Germany. And indeed, that did happen. Now, the question then was, who was going to run the world's currency? Britain, which had that role with the British pound, had been doing that since the early 19th century. But Britain was almost bankrupt after the First World War, and they were really bankrupt after the Second World War. And it was pretty clear that Britain really didn't have the ability to run a reserve currency, because it takes a lot of effort and a lot of money, really a lot of wealth in whatever way you want to describe wealth. America had that. And so America took it over, and it was one of the few countries that didn't have its industrial base bombed to smithereens, which had happened across Europe and across Asia. So obviously Japan had been bombed a lot. Europe had been bombed a lot. The UK had. And this just gave America a huge advantage. It had basically all the machines there to do everything it wanted. It had some good ideas. Now, there was some resistance to this by some bankers in America when it was coming in, but very quickly it took off as the stable currency backed by gold at $34 an ounce. And that worked very well. And from that point, from when it was introduced, 1944, the U.S. economy really started to grow, as did all the countries who were involved in this. And it wasn't every country in the world, but it became so successful that the dollar became the currency. And basically, if you had dollars, you had something very special. In 1971, Nixon was realizing that so much money had been borrowed to fund the Vietnam War that other countries were wanting to get their to basically cash their dollars in for the gold that America held. So Nixon cut the link with gold, and that was the end of the Bretton Woods system. But it wasn't the end of the dollar.
We have 30 seconds.
The dollar is still the king of currencies, and it remains that way because no other country has the power to do that right now. And that will remain that way until another country can come along and do it.
Simon Constable in Scotland, writing for the Wall Street Journal 80 years ago, right now, and also looking forward to the Olympics in Paris in some days' time when he's back in paradise and where it's warm and the flowers are gorgeous and the wheat is being brought in, the crops are ready. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.